Okay, I was reading through the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and in that's the place where Moses talks to the second generation of the Hebrews who'd come out of Egypt, because the first generation had all died out because of their disobedience to God's law, which he had made with them on Mount Sinai. To this generation, he repeats the law. That's what the book of Deuteronomy is about. It's a repetition of the law. And Moses is warning them about how they should keep the covenant. That is, that if they obey it, they will come under God's blessings, but if they disobey it, they will come under curses. And so Deuteronomy 28 is basically a list of all the different blessings of obedience to the law, and also quite a depressing list of the curses. So what it says is, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow his commands, then certain things will happen, certain blessings will happen. But then, of course, if you disobey them, certain curses will happen. And the Apostle Paul says in his letter to the Galatians, all who rely on observing the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the scripture says the righteous shall live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming cursed for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessings given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through faith in Jesus Christ. So that it is by faith that we receive the promised Holy Spirit. Whenever Jesus starts out on his ministry, he goes to John the Baptist for baptism, and as he's coming up out of the water, it says heaven opens and a voice is heard that says, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And so it's like God the Father is well pleased with his son who is perfectly obedient in everything that in every law and in every way. In Hebrews it says, we have such a high priest who meets our need, one who is holy and blameless and pure, set apart from sinners. In the book of Romans, Paul teaches us that just as through the disobedience of one man, Adam, many were made sinners and therefore came under the power of death, so also through the obedience of one man, many are made righteous. That's Christ. So the sense that I was getting was then that if through Adam the curse came upon the world, and if through the breaking of God's laws the curse came upon Israel, then it's through Christ that the curse is lifted, so that we don't no longer live under a curse, but under the blessing. So I'm just going to read that to you. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed, and you will be blessed when you come in, and you will be blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but they will flee in seven directions. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples on the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear God because of you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but you will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them. You will always be at the top and never at the bottom. Do not turn aside to any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. And so if you want to imagine then Jesus living in perfect obedience to the Father, pleasing in every way, as Paul says, through the disobedience of one man came sin and death, but through the perfect obedience comes righteousness to us, that Christ has removed then the curse and allows then the blessings of heaven to overflow, that all these things can be said of us and true of us, and that we can believe and experience them. Amen.